Scholastic Audio presents The 39 Clues, Unstoppable, Book 3, Countdown, by Natalie Standiford, read by David Pitou. Prologue. London, England. J. Rutherford Pierce watched the Queen of England carefully as he made his way down the endless receiving line. First the Prime Minister of Australia, then a British pop star, now a French actress. The Queen smiled, nodded, shook hands, and made small talk with each one of them over and over and over again while photographers recorded every gesture. Pierce waited for his moment, his turn in the spotlight. Of course, as the head of Founders Media, he controlled most of the newspapers and TV stations, so he made sure his tour was the top story every day. But he had to give the reporters something to report, and that was the fun part. That was where he got to be creative. He might look like any handsome, super-fit mogul touring Europe before announcing his candidacy for President of the United States, but his movie star smile blinded the masses to the truth. With every stare, he was planting seeds for his masterpiece, World War. With his wife, Debbie Ann, at his side, sweet, quiet, helmet-haired Debbie Ann, he'd managed to alienate every European leader he'd met, so far. When he and Debbie Ann finally reached the head of the line, the Queen smiled and nodded at him just as she had to.